I would imagine based on what's going on in Oakland right now, maybe they kind of wish that they had hung on to you, do you think, with all the injury?
I really don't pretty much think about what's going on over there because I'm over here now. Pittsburgh still is. So I kind of don't know what's going on over there. I know they're missing corners, but that's about it.
What's it like being in that stadium? Because some of the guys around here haven't been in it. You've experienced that from maybe a home team standpoint, yeah. But what kind of an experience is that?
Well, you know, it's a unique experience. You know, you got the fans out there who want to paint their face in black and say, wear the mask, stuff like that. But, you know, after being in the Heinz Field on Sunday, man, I don't think nothing topped that, man.
That's pretty crazy. What was that like for you? That was your first home game here, and it was pretty loud?
Oh, it was pretty loud, man. You know, I was telling Antonio, man, that I kind of got chills down my whole body when they played against the Renegade.
Renegade,
yeah. And I was like, man, wow, this is an amazing experience right here, man. So I don't think nothing compares to that.
The funny thing is they almost the offense almost killed the clock in the fourth quarter when they held the ball for, 10 and a half minutes. They almost didn't get the ball back, so maybe you wouldn't have heard it.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad they didn't do that because I kept hearing about the song, but after hearing it, like, live like that, man, it was ridiculous, man. I love it.
What kind of a reception did you get? I know the game was on the road, but from your teammates and stuff, when you guys made that play, when Butler was able to kill the ball on the 1 yard line, and you were able to be the guy to keep it in play.
Welcome to the Steelers, man. You know, coach told me to make a splash play, and I went out there and did it.
How tough is that to do? To be going full speed, you got to get around usually two blockers, and then all of a sudden you have to kind of put on the brakes. Because you can't go, you know, you don't want to. You have to stop and try to get it. How difficult is that to master?
Oh, it's real difficult. But Coach Amos, you know, he teaches every day in practice different techniques, stuff like that, down the ball, the 1 yard line.
Butler's pretty good, huh? I mean, he's a rookie in this league, but I don't know if I saw much of that in training camp, or maybe I didn't notice. But he's been real, real good when it comes to, you know, getting the ball to come back from the goal line.
Man, it's amazing how good he is at down the ball in the five yard distance. But I want to compare him to Shane Lechler. You know, I'm not gonna do that because you know Shane is up there, but he's on the road to be one of the guys like that.
What kind of a reception do you guys get when you're able to down a punt inside the 5 yard line like that? How much does that fire up the defense when you guys are switching up and they're coming on and you guys are coming off?
Oh, you know, it's a huge huge play. You know, Mayo special team. You know, down the offense and the 5 yard line. So the defense go out there in attack mode. So pretty good reception. Yeah.